Coming up on the Real Ones Reserved podcast, we're talking about what's your motive. You don't want to miss this one, baby. Let's go. Whoa, now. It's your boy, MD the Veteran, and welcome to the Real Ones Reserved podcast, where we talk about real things that need to be talked about. Disclaimer, I am not a licensed psychologist, therapist, psychiatrist, counselor, or any type of behavioral health expert. These are only my thoughts and ideas. With that being said, if you care to listen, do so with an open mind. Let's go. Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to you all. TGIF, whatever your celebration of Friday motto is. Welcome to the show. Welcome back, guys. I'm your host, CEO of the Real Ones Reserve podcast, your boy, MD the Veteran. On this show, we talk about challenges, mental health challenges, and different ways to be inspired. This show exists because I love helping people. It also exists to help people in different situations that they fall into in life, which, you know, I don't have all the tools, but I'm here to provide some education that may touch a certain demographic of people who don't have those experiences in life just yet, or they just need help. So, like I said in the intro, the title of today's message is, what's your motive? I hear somebody pondering, MD, why is it important to know what's people's motive? So, I think it's important to know people's motive because you can understand why are they in your life or how they've found their way into your life. I've learned that people could be scouting you, man, for a long time, from afar, just observing you, just to see what type of person you are and what you could do for them. I think friendships or people in general have changed from when I was a young adolescent to now, because growing up, I don't think us young kids looked at each other that way, like, why is this person trying to be my friend? Or they wanted something. They just wanted to be your friend most of the times because they liked how you acted or, you know, looked or thought you could play sports really good or thought you were pretty or thought you were handsome. Or thought you were funny. I think friendships were much more sincere back then. Or maybe I was a bit naive back then and didn't realize what was happening around me. But now, gaining more knowledge and understanding how people work and try to leverage you, I'm always questioning, what's your motive? Maybe that's a little bit of my PTSD talking, but I'm always mindful or watching the people that try to come into my life or act concerned or want to appear to be genuine. I think you always have to take time and just see how people are trying to maneuver around you. I'm not saying all people are this way, but you need to take some time and evaluate the relationships that you have currently or see how people are trying to use you. Like one night, I'm out having some drinks and I meet this gentleman. We talking, chopping it up and stuff. And I'm just meeting this dude. Some kind of way we start talking about cars and it came up that, that I was a mechanic. This cat started asking me if I want to come change parts on his car and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, bro, I just met you tonight. Or let's say you're a bar owner and you have a lot of friends. Of course, you're a bar owner. You're going to have a lot of friends. And they come by and they expect you to give that friend discount. Any friend shouldn't be asking a bar owner for the low. And here's why. Let's say there's hundreds of people that this bar owner knows, which is a great possibility. If that bar owner gives everybody the hookup, he isn't making a great profit. In fact, he's losing money. So what type of friend are you in reality? People with those type of motives, I question what type of heart do you have? If you always want the hookup, if you always want the shortcut, if you want the friend discount, what kind of heart do you have to want to take from somebody else's family? Something has to be wrong with you. You are selfish. Being a resourceful person may open you up to a lot of opportunists. I'm not talking about being helpful in networking and bringing skills to the table, bringing something to the table. I'm talking about people who just see you as an opportunity. They don't care about you as a person. They see that opportunity and will act as friends just so that later on they can be like, hey, I know you have this. I know you can do this. What's up? Can I get a hookup? That's why I would suggest, and I like to do this myself, become friends with people that are able to bring something to the table. If we want to network, or if we want to become friends and start talking about business related stuff, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I'm directing this message to those folks that straddle the fence, those people trying to be strategic in their efforts to gain trust from you in order for you to do them a bunch of favors. It's literally psychological warfare, because people are trying to use you as a pawn. They're trying to just move you all over the place, take advantage of you. And I just want to arm you guys and teach you what to look for. I'm not saying be paranoid about everybody, but you should be aware. If you're already going into a friendship or relationship feeling funny about that person, you need to question yourself. What's their motive? If you feel like you're being used, if you're feeling like you're just a benefit to them, you need to ask yourself, what's their motive? Or better yet, at some point, it'll become extremely clear. Hey, man, I got a whole bunch of junk in my yard. Hey, I know you got a trash disposal company, right? Hey, can you help me out with this stuff, man? Maybe once or twice is cool, but if this is a constant occurrence, then you know something with that relationship is wrong. That person brought you in for a specific reason. Or if no other time y'all don't hang out is to just get rid of some stuff, guess what? You are being used. Yeah, because an opportunist, a person with jacked up motives, they already calculated everything. They already analyzed you. They already saw how they're going to use you. And this is how they get you. They act like they care about you. They get you in a vulnerable position where you depend on them a little bit. That's when they dump all the requests on you. Hey, I notice you have a cake business. Can I get 55 custom decorated cakes? And I'm going to pay you like $300 for all of them. That's how you know you didn't been got. That's how you know they didn't got you. Wrapping up today's show, I hope you guys all learned something. I hope those examples I gave you hit home or didn't hit home. I wouldn't like for any of you to be taken advantage of or anything of that nature. But unfortunately, this is some of the things, or these are some of the things that people do on a day-to-day basis. So be watchful of yourself and your families. And as always, it's your boy, the veteran. So who you think you're better than?